You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Michigan Senator Gary Peters has introduced legislation that he says will help cut government spending and the deficit. The Michigan Democrat is co-sponsoring the bills with Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Senator Peters joins us. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Gordon. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. Tell us exactly how this works. How are you going to reduce government spending and not get at any essential services that your constituents want to see funded?
Well, and that's a good question, Gordon. I mean, obviously, we want to make sure that we're providing quality services to the taxpayers of this country. And in order to do that, we've got to make sure that we're spending money as efficiently as possible to make sure that services are being provided. And what that means is looking at programs that are wasteful or not efficient, or maybe we have duplications in the government as well, to streamline the ability to deliver those services. And that's really the essence of these two bills that both Cory Gardner and I have introduced on a bipartisan basis, which I think is the way we need to proceed here. And one of those bills, for example, deals with the GAO report, the Government Accounting Office. They do a report every year of programs where there is waste or there's duplication, and they recommend streamlining that and reducing the spending. Our bill requires hearings on that. As surprisingly as it may sound, even though this work is done by the GAO and it's good, oftentimes it doesn't get picked up by Congress, which makes no sense to me. We should take a good hard look at this and work to fix it. And an example of that, which they outline in their report, is that when it comes to catfish, we actually have multiple agencies that oversee catfish in this country, and there's not a need to do that. We need one agency to deliver services. I want to make sure that if you're eating catfish, that it's safe, it's been raised properly, and you're not going to get sick. But you don't need multiple agencies, and if we can streamline that to one oversight agency, it makes it more cost-effective, saves millions of dollars, continues to protect the health of residents of our country, but also makes it easier for the businesses that are running those as well, not to have multiple agencies that they deal with. And there are other costs. The other bill that we deal with is some of the cost-cutting programs that are put out by the president. The president, no matter who he or she may be, puts out a list every year of programs that they think have outlived their usefulness and need to be eliminated. That also usually just collects dust somewhere. And our bill says if that list comes to Congress, we should have an up or down vote. Congress should vote yes or no on those items. And as a result of that, we can save, actually in that case, likely save billions of dollars over the years ahead.
Are there still some fundamental differences over taxes, spending, and the role of government? And if so, are you going to be able to reach compromise on those?
Well, obviously, those are harder if you're dealing with basic philosophical questions of the role of government. But I think what you start with are the things that we all agree on, and that's where you build from, where you build that kind of consensus, build trust. And that's why I think these two bills that I've introduced with my colleague from Colorado is an example of that, is that even though we may have philosophical differences on various issues, when it comes to common sense, practical problem solving of eliminating programs that have outlived their usefulness or where there's duplication, where there doesn't need to be duplication, we should act on those. And if we can't do these simple things, it's a lot harder to do the hard things. But if we do these simple things, which should be simple, but in this town, not everything is simple. But if we do this, we can build the kinds of relationships necessary to make the tougher decisions, which ultimately have to be made as well.
This is the second package of legislation that you've introduced with a new Republican senator. Previously, you and Joni Ernst co-sponsored some legislation on tax credits to help reimburse people, service members, small businesses for paying service members. Does this show that there is some opportunity for common ground with senators? In this case, both Cory Gardner and Joni Ernst are known as being quite conservative. You found some things you can work with them on. Are there others?
There are. There's no question about that, Gordon. In fact, there's another bill that I've introduced with Senator Lankford, who comes from Oklahoma, also came in with me. And that bill actually works to reduce spending on vehicle maintenance. You know, we spend close to $1 billion a year on maintaining vehicles in the federal fleet. And my bill, which is co-sponsored by Senator Lankford, encourages the use of remanufactured parts, which will bring down the cost dramatically for those kinds of repairs. And actually, I introduced that bill, and a week later, it was taken up by the Senate committee here and then passed unanimously out of Senate committee with all Democrats and Republicans voting for it. and it now heads to the Senate floor for action. So here's an example of a bill I introduced just 3 weeks ago and already is waiting to go to the Senate floor for a vote. And again, that's with another one of my Republican colleagues, Senator Lankford from Oklahoma, which would also he would also be characterized as very conservative, but someone who I have built a working relationship with and a friendship. And as a result of that, we're able to get things done.
Okay, we're almost at the end of our time, about 15 seconds left, so I'm going to probably have to ask you for yes or no on the human trafficking bill or the abortion funding. Is there any condition under which you would vote for this human trafficking bill if that language on abortion funding is still in it?
Well, I think, you know, here's an example. We had a bipartisan bill that had broad support. It was not controversial. It's something we have to deal with, particularly in Michigan. We have a large problem with human trafficking. We need to strip out the political amendments that have no place in a bill like that, and let's focus on what we all agree on.
Let's leave it there. Michigan Senator Gary Peters joining us. Thank you for your time this morning. You're listening to WMUK.